With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A 42-year-old man, a 26-year-old woman, victims of the latest shocking surge of violence in New York City. Both are hospitalized after being slashed by a knife-wielding attacker at Grand Central Station a couple of days ago. The 28-year-old suspect, said by Mayor Eric Adams to have a history of mental illness, is being held on $150,000 bail. He may have suffered some sort of medical emergency. That's what New York police are saying about the taxi driver who ran down a half dozen pedestrians outside Macy's flagship store in Midtown Manhattan on Christmas Day. Three people taken to the hospital, including a 9-year-old boy. Three others declined medical attention. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of more severe weather for coastal California, where earlier this week a powerful storm collapsed part of the historic Santa Cruz Wharf.
Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Keeley says the city will focus on immediate response and cleanup efforts after high surf slammed the coast. A section at the end of the city's 110-year-old wharf collapsed into the Pacific Monday. Repairs to the wharf were reportedly delayed after an environmental and preservationist group's lawsuit delayed changes to the structure by several years. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that the city had planned to reinforce the wharf, but the proposal faced a lawsuit from the group Don't Morph the Wharf, which caused repairs to be delayed and also caused part of the project to be abandoned. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump's GoFundMe page dedicated to Hurricane Helene relief was a smashing success, raising more than $8 million, according to Mr. Trump. The funds will help victims of the storm that devastated parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Back to work today for Wall Street following the Christmas break. Dow futures down 175, NASDAQ futures off 89 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be doing some globetrotting in 2025.
The popular evangelist has released his schedule of gospel festivals for the new year, and it includes stops in six countries. In March, Graham plans to preach in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, then travel to Berlin in May. June finds him back in London for another one of his frequent visits to the United Kingdom. In September, he is scheduled to go to Brussels. October is Madrid. And his final international festival of 2025 is in Buenos Aires in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas was celebrated quite differently in two troubled areas of the Middle East. Bethlehem marked another somber Christmas in the wake of last October's attack by Hamas on Israel, which triggered more than a year of war. In Syria, though, Christians celebrated the holiday openly in their churches for the first time since the ouster of dictator Bashar Assad. The country's de facto ruler tells Christians and other minority religious groups they'll be safe in a Syria ruled by his group. It was an opioid overdose that killed a Hawaii crime boss who died in federal detention earlier this month.
Michael Miskey died of toxicity of fentanyl and parafluorofentanyl. The medical examiner said the 50-year-old's death appears to have been accidental, but the case is still under investigation. An autopsy report will likely take at least another 30 days. It's not clear how Miskey got a hold of fentanyl or parafluorofentanyl while at the Honolulu Federal Detention Center. Parafluorofentanyl is a synthetic opioid that appears in illicit drugs and is more potent than fentanyl. John Scott reporting.
America First Legal warning politicians in sanctuary jurisdictions of consequences should they interfere with the federal enforcement of immigration laws. The conservative legal group has sent letters to elected officials in 249 jurisdictions. More details, SRNNews.com.